上礼拜我们看完了撒母耳记上。
Last week we finished looking into 1 Samuel.
在没有进到撒母耳记下以前，还有几句话语的交通。
Before we enter into the book of 2 Samuel, there are a few words that I still want to share.
弟兄姊妹们，从最末了的时候，我们看到扫罗被杀了。
Brothers and sisters, at the very end, we saw that Saul was killed.
那扫罗的死，也就是说扫罗结束了。
Now the death of Saul is also to say that it is the end of Saul.
那扫罗结束，也就是说大卫做王的时间要到了。
And the end of Saul also means that the time for David to be king has arrived.
所以我们很显然的看见撒母耳记上是结束在扫罗的结束。
So very apparently we can see that the end of the book of 1 Samuel is the end of Saul.
也就是说是大卫上宝座的开始。
It's also to say it is when David is going to take the throne.
那我们一再提到
And we have made mention,
如果你要从人和人来做比较，
If you want to make comparisons between men,
那大卫实在比扫罗好不了多少。
And David is indeed not that much better than Saul.
如果从个别的事情来看的话，也许大卫比扫罗还要糟糕。
But on individual instances, maybe David was even worse off than Saul.
但是为什么神说大卫是合他心意的人？
So why did God claim David to be one after his own heart?
这一个问题就带给我们一个属灵的光照。
And this question brings us spiritual enlightenment.
有一件事情我们必须要非常的肯定的。
There's one matter that we have to be sure of.
没有一个在亚当里出生的人是完全的。
But there is no one that is from Adam who is complete.
人和人中间的比较只是一点点的差别而已。
And comparisons between men is just a very little bit of difference.
甚至我们可以说是完全没有差别。
To a point that we can say there is completely no difference at all.
但是神看人的时候就不是看人的外面。
But when God looks at man, he does not look on the appearance.
而就在撒母耳高立大卫的时候，神已经这样明确地说了。
And this was said by God clearly whenSamuel anointed David.
人看人是看外面。
That when man looks at man, they look at the appearance.
神看人是看里面。
And when God looks at man, he looks within.
如果看外面的话，扫罗跟大卫没有差别。
And from the outer appearance, David and Saul had no difference.
大卫是一个寻找神，是寻求神的人。
And David was one who seeks after God.
但是扫罗也曾经有过寻求神的时候。
But Saul also had a time where he sought after God.
扫罗有许多的罪过。
And Saul offended God many times.
但大卫也同样。
But in the same, David also.
但是不同的乃是在。
But what's different?
扫罗没有一次在神面前蒙光照肯悔改。
That Saul have never repented when God enlightened him.
大卫每一次在神的光中他都俯伏下来承认自己是败坏。
And David under the enlightenment of God, each and every time he prostrated before God and repented and admitted his error.
也仰望神的怜悯来脱离那个败坏。
And he sought after the mercy of God to rid himself of that sin.
如果我们看大卫跟扫罗的比较，那最突出的就是这样的一件事。
And this is what stands out when we look at the comparison between David and Saul.
他不仅是外面要神，他里面也要神。
Not only does David want God from the outside, but also within.
扫罗是外面好像要神，但事实上里面一点也没有神的地位。
And Saul seemingly wanted God on the outside, but within, he had no place for God.
那所以我们就看到了头一件事情，做王 或者说能坐上王的宝座的人。
So we can say that the first matter to become king or to be one who can be on the throne
不是说他没有过失
It's not that he have never sinned
不是说他没有失败
It's not that he never failed
肯定是有
It's sure that he would
因为源头是亚当
Because the source is Adam
但是神不是看这一个
But God does not look at
神不是根据人外面的表现来决定合不合神的心意
And God does not look at man's performance to see if it is fitting to him
神所注意的那就是第二个
And what God noticed is the second
神所留意的就是人肯不肯接受对付而悔改
God wants to see if man wants to be dealt with and to repent
那现在我们再用点时间看看最扫罗最末了的那一个时候
Now we want to take a little bit of time to look at Saul at his end of his life.
扫罗不是一个不会打仗的人。
Saul is not one who cannot fight.
他会。
He can.
但他失败。
But he failed.
以色列民也不是不会打仗的百姓。
And the Israelites are not a nation of people who cannot fight.
以色列在历史上面也的确是享用了不少的得胜。
And in the history of the Israelites, they have encountered many victories.
但是以色列的享用得胜有一个秘诀。
But there is a secret of the Israelites' victories.
不是在他们的组织严密。
It is not in their system.
也不是在他们的训练有素。
Or it is not in the factor of their training.
也不是在他们的装备比别人好。
It's not that they were equipped better than others.
如果从这方面来看的话，以色列人也是无可夸的。
And if you look at it from these factors, then they have nothing to boast of.
但是他有一个秘诀是叫他们能得胜。
But they have a secret to cause them to be victorious.
乃是他们依靠仰望他们的神。
It is that they seek and rely upon their God.
而且神就成了他们的得胜
and God became their victory
那好了现在扫罗死掉了
and now Saul has died
连同他的儿子们也死掉了
and also his son
以色列整个的溃败了
and all the army of Israel are lost
不是他们不能胜过非利士人
It's not that they were unable to gain victory over the Philistines.
乃是神不在他们中间。
It is that God was not amongst them.
而我们常常听到有这样的一句话。
And we often hear this word.
没有不会打仗的兵。
There is not a soldier that does not know how to fight.
只有不会打仗的军事领袖。
But only a commander who does not know how to fight.
还会造成战争的失败
That would cause a defeat in battle
那这话准确性是如何我不去追究了因为我不是军事上的圈子里的人
Because I'm not in the circle of the armed forces so I don't know how accurate these words are
但是看很多的历史我们看到也是有点道理
And we can see that there's some logic to this throughout the history.
而如果那些军兵在一个好的将领的带领的底下
Now if these soldiers were under a good commander
那他们一定打胜仗
Then they would gain victory.
那现在在这里就有一件事情来说明这一点
Now you can use this point to make this clear.
尤其是用在以色列的的历史上
especially to use upon the history of the Israelites
那现在元王死了
now the king has died
元帅死了
and the commander has
军兵四散了
and the army has fled
我们能不能下一个结论说
can we have this conclusion
以色列上上下下都不行
that the Israelites totally fail from the top to bottom
如果光是平淡一点来看是可以这样说
and if just from this point we can say this
但是我们看下去
but if we look up later
菲利士人把扫罗的头割下来
the Philistines cut off the head of Saul
把他的尸身钉在那个伯山的城的城墙上面。
And they nailed his body to the wall of Bethshan.
啊，还有他们的军装也带到他们的偶像的庙里。
And they stripped their armors and put it in the temple of the idols.
那这是以色列的羞辱。
And this is shameful for the Israelites.
严格说起来。
And to be critical.
好像你能说到是神的羞辱。
You can say that this is a shame for God as well.
因为这个是神的子民的。的王
because this is the king of God's people.
而这一批子民是背负着神的见证的。
And this nation of people bears the testimony of God.
但现在全垮了。
But now they have all been defeated.
说他们都是不行。
So they cannot work.
但是不是真的呢？
But is that true?
我们看到比上有一些事情。
We can see some events
later on. 就说出这个不一定是真的。
To point out this is not necessarily true.
那当时在约雅比一些人。
Now there was a group of men in Jabesh Gilead.
他们听说非利士人这样的对待扫罗和他的儿子。
When they heard that the Philistines dealt with Saul and his son in this way,
那他们呢晚上就出动了。
So they went forth at night,
把扫罗的尸身拿回来。
And they took back the body of Saul.
然后带到雅比那里给他们埋葬。
And when they went to Jabesh, they buried them.
然后又为他们禁食七日。
And they also fast for them for 7 days.
那弟兄姊妹你注意的。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
他们在非利士人的手下把扫罗的尸体取回来。
Now under the hands of the Philistines, they took back the body of Saul.
这件事情就不简单。
And this is not a simple matter.
用现在的话来讲，就是深入敌后来做一件很大很大的事情。
To use current terms, they went into the territory of the enemies to accomplish a very big feat.
他们成功。
And they succeeded.
所以就是说。如果他们是能打仗的
their soldiers are able to fight
但是必须有好的带领
but they must have a good commander
没有好的带领好的兵也不发生作用
and if there's not a good commander even better soldiers cannot have the effect
但是在神的百姓中间那个好的带领是谁呢
but in the people of God who is that good commander
是扫罗吗
is that Saul
不是
no
是神自己
It's God himself
扫罗是执行神传令的
And Saul is to execute the authority of God
如果扫罗让神的传令从他身上出来
And if Saul allowed for the authority of God to be manifested on him then he would be a good commander
神的带领在他们中间就没有拦阻
Then God's guidance upon them would not be hindered
但是扫罗不是这样
But Saul was not like
他在那里挡住了神的旨意
He blocked the will of God
那结果下场就是自己没有了
And as a result he came to an end
也连累神的百姓也受了好大的创伤
And it also caused the people of God to suffer
更重要的那件事情神的名字也给拖累了
What's more important is that the name of God also suffered.
你看到以色列王的那个军装放到亚斯他录的庙的里面做个纪念品，那这个事情好像叫神的名字大受羞辱。
And when you see this matter that the armor of the king of the people of God was stripped and put in the temple of the idols, then you can see that this was a great shame to the name of God.
那我们看到扫罗最末了的那个结局的时候
And when we see the very end result of Saul
我们实在需要在主面前受更多的光照
We indeed need to be more enlightened before God
求主给我们看见不行走在神的旨意的里面早晚要带来极大的羞辱
May the Lord let us see that if we do not walk in the will of God, then sooner or later will bring great shame to his name.
在这里我稍微提一提,
I'll just make mention here lightly.
那为什么这位亚比的人会去做这个事情?
Now why would the people of Jabesh Gilead go do this?
我们不知道那个准确的原因,
we may not know the accurate reason.
所有以色列的那个百姓都好像不敢碰这个事情,
that is seemingly all of the people of Israel did not want to touch this matter.
但是基利亚比人,
but the people in Jabesh Gilead,
他们做了这样的事,
they did this.
我们就想起在四世纪的历史上面, 民数记的历史上面,
then we can remember in the history of the book of Numbers,
有一次便雅悯人不是做了一个很麻烦的事,
did not the tribe of Benjamin did a very trouble making event once?
结果11个支派, 以色列都联合起来, 来攻打,
and as a result,
便雅悯人,
that the 11 tribes of Israel united to fight against the tribe of Benjamin.
几乎把这个支派完全的灭掉,
and they almost destroyed this tribe.
结果只剩下600个壮丁,
and at the end they left 600 young men.
但是等到以色列人发觉他们又闯了祸了,
but when the Israelites saw that they also caused trouble,
神拣选12个支派, 他们的愚昧就差不多要灭掉了一个支派,
and when God enlightened them that when God chose 12 tribes but they almost destroyed one,
他们就不知道如何来重新来维持 和复兴这个支派,
and they did not know how to sustain this tribe or to revive this tribe.
他们又曾在神面前起过誓,
and they also had this promise to God.
他们不会把他们的女儿嫁给便雅悯人,
that they swore not to let their daughters marry into the tribe of the Benjaminites.
所以便雅悯人就讨不到妻子,
so then the Benjaminites cannot find wives.
那剩下的600人讨不到妻子, 那便雅悯这个支派就完了,
then if these men, these 600 men cannot find wives, then the tribe will come to an end.
那结果他们又做了一件事,
and so they did another thing.
因为那是 以色列人当时在神面前的一些愚昧,
and these were some foolishness of the Israelites before God at that time.
对不起,那是四世纪,不是民数记,
and that is in the book of Judges, not Numbers.
因为在那个时候他们是没有王, 个人任意而行,
because at that time they did not have a king and all did as they pleased.
所以闯一个祸就用另外一个祸来填补第一个祸,
and when they did, they committed a sin, they used another sin to cover the first one.
闯了第二个祸,那又制造第三个祸来遮盖那个第二个祸,
and when they erred second time, they used the third error to cover the second one.
那结果他们就说,好啦,这样吧,有一个折旗,在一个地方的人,他们那些女子要出来跳舞, 我们闭着眼睛让你们去抢吧,
so they said as a result then there would be a festival at a place, then the virgins would come out to dance, then we'll just close our eyes and let you go grab one.
到什么地方去抢?
And which place did they go rob?
就到基列亚比这个地方,
and they went to this place, Jabesh Gilead.
那所以基列亚比人跟便雅悯支派好像 是有着很紧密的那个姻亲的关系,
so seemingly the people of Jabesh Gilead had some relationship with the tribe of Benjamin.
是不是就是因为这一种的关系, 叫基列亚比人 有那样的一个冲动, 要把扫罗的尸身和他儿子们的尸体, 要抢回来,
and is it because of this tight relationship that they have this thought of taking the body of Saul and the body of his sons back?
有人说可能是。
Some might say maybe.
不过我以为不太是。
But I think it may not be so.
我们看到他们不仅是为扫罗把扫罗的尸体抢回来。
We saw that they not only took back the body of Saul,
他们还在神面前禁食了七日。
But they also fast before God for 7 days.
那如果为扫罗举哀七日，那也就够了。
Now if they were to just wept a week for Saul for 7 days, that's enough.
以色列人为摩西也不过是举哀了一个月，但是没有禁食。
Now the people, the Israelites, only wept for Moses for a month, but they did not fast.
所以为扫罗举哀七日，那应该也很够了。
Now just to weep for Saul for 7 days, that should be more than enough.
但是他们不是不仅是举哀。而是禁食
but they not only wept but they fast
那为什么禁食
and why should they need to fast
为着扫罗没有什么根据去为他禁食
now there are no basis for them to fast on the sake of Saul
那既然没有理由为扫罗禁食那究竟为什么禁食
now if there's no reason to fast because of Saul then why should they fast
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
基列亚比人在神面前蒙纪念就在这里面
that the people of Jabesh Gilead was remembered by God is because of this
他们不是仅仅看见扫罗阵亡
and not only did they see that Saul died in battle
他们看见的是神的荣耀受了亏损
but they saw that the glory of God was shamed
他们禁食是因着神的荣耀
They fast for the sake of the glory of God being suffered.
所以他们里面有一个很深、很重、很大的哀痛。
So they have this deep suffering and sorrow within.
神的子民被打散。
That the people of God are fled.
神的名字给羞辱了。
That the name of God was shamed.
他们里面就为了这个事情在神的面前。很过不去
and within them this matter caused them not to let them go by
他们向神进食
and they fast before God
他们向神有仰望有等候
and they sought and waited before God
仰望神来复兴他自己的见证
to seek after God for God himself to revive his testimony
来复兴以色列
to revive Israel
这一个我们觉得是接近事实一点
and we feel that this is more close to the fact
那好了现在扫罗已经阵亡了
now everything's over and Saul died in battle
他阵亡了
and he died
他死了
he's finished
刚才我们提到了
and we have made mention
扫罗的死亡也就是大卫作王的开始
that the death of Saul is also the beginning of David being king
那现在我们就来到撒母耳记下
and now we come to 2 Samuel
那从撒母耳记下开始我们就看到一件事情
and from the beginning of 2 Samuel we can see one event
虽然撒母耳记下记载大卫的事情很多很多很多
and even though in 2 Samuel it records many events regarding David
但是主要的我们看到撒母耳记下是记录大卫在神面前所接受的两个知识
but mainly we can see that it is the two ministries that David accepts before God in 2 Samuel
大卫一生神托付给他的知识有两样
There are two ministries that God have given over to David throughout his life.
第一个是作王
and the first is to become
那是关乎国度的见证的问题
and that is in regards to the testimony of the kingdom.
神要借着大卫作王的这一件事情来引进神的国度在地上建立的小影
and God wants to use the fact of David becoming king to typify the kingdom being established here on earth
那第二个记事就是用着大卫来提起并且预备建造圣殿
And the second ministry is for David to make mention and also to prepare for the building of the temple.
那这两件事情我们把它连到神的计划里面去看的话,
now if we use and put these two matters together and connect them with the will of God, the plan of God,
那头一点做王是关乎国度,
and the first point to become king has to do with the kingdom.
第二个预备建造提起并预备建造圣殿, 乃是关乎敬拜。
And the second matter is to make mention and to prepare for the building of the temple has to do with worship.
那弟兄姊妹，这两件事情是在神的旨意里头很重的两件事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, these two matters are weighted heavily in the testimony of God, in the will of God.
那国度是关乎神的权柄。
And the kingdom has to do with the authority of God.
敬拜是关乎神的所赐。
Worship has to do with what God is.
那这两件事情可以说是神永远旨意里面很重要的两个两点。
And these two are very important points in the eternal will of God.
那人的堕落也就是在这两点上出问题。
And the fall of man also has to do with these two points.
不承认神的权柄。
And they did not accept the authority of God.
不接受神是唯一
and they did not accept that God is the only one worthy of worship.
那这两个就是人在神面前堕落的主要的内容。
And these are the two main contents of man's fall.
现在神在大卫身上给他的那一个指示,
and now these two ministries that God gives over to David,
就是在人间来显明神的恢复,
as to manifest God's revival amongst men.
借着国度来恢复神的权柄,
through the kingdom to revive God's authority.
借着圣殿来恢复神在人中间接受的敬拜,
and through the temple to revive God's receiving of worship before man.
所以整个撒母耳记下你就看到从大卫做完开始, 从大卫 预备建造材料来结束.
So throughout 2 Samuel we can see that it begins with David becoming king and it ends with David preparing to build a temple.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们看现在圣灵的记录完全集中在大卫的身上,
we can see now the Holy Spirit's recording is all focused on David.
那大卫 去追赶亚玛利人回来, 在喜格拉住了两天,
and David returned from defeating the Amalekites and stayed in Ziklag 2 days.
那第三天就有一个人从扫罗的营中逃出来,
now on the third day a man arrived from Saul's camp.
很狼狈的就来到大卫那里,
and he came with his clothes torn.
就在那个地方找到大卫就说出一个故事,
and in that place when he found David, he told him a story.
那我现在在这里先把第一章的那个目的和弟兄姊妹交通一下。
Now here I must first share with brothers and sisters
the
purpose of the first chapter.
才能摸得到圣灵为什么有这样的记录。
Then we can touch on why the Holy Spirit has this recording.
大卫要做王了。
Now David will become king.
那大卫 他属灵的光景够不够得上做王的条件?
Now is the spiritual state of David able to fit him being king?
他的生命的学习够不够上做王的资格?
The training of his life, does that qualify him to become king?
第一章就是给我们看到这样的一件事。
Now the first chapter lets us see these points.
这里 透过这一个从扫罗营里逃来的那个人的一个故事和大卫在下半章里面所做的那个诗歌就显明出来。
Now through the story of this man who came, who seemingly came from the Saul's camp, and what David did of his layman in the latter half of this chapter shows us these points.
啊，这个人来到大卫那里。
Now when this man came before David,
就告诉大卫说
，He told David,
扫罗死了
，Saul's dead,
约拿单也死了
，Jonathan also died,
以色列人都散了
，and all the Israelites fled,
这都是事实
，and these are all facts.
啊，那大卫就问他
，Now David asked him,
你怎么知道扫罗和他儿子约拿单死了呢？
Tell me, how do you know that Saul and his son Jonathan are dead?
那个报信的少年人就说，我偶然到了基利坡山，就看见扫罗伏在自己的仓上啊，有战车马兵紧紧地追他。他回头看见我，第七节，就呼叫我。我说我在这里。他问我说你是什么人？我说我是亚玛利人。他说请你过来将我杀死，因为痛苦抓住我。我的生命尚存，我准知他不倒，敌不能活，就是将他杀了，把他头上的冠冕，背上的肘子拿到我主这里。
And then the young man told him what he said in verses 6 through 10.
那弟兄姊妹们，跟这个少年人说了这一大段的话。
And when the young man reported all this,
扫罗看到大卫看到扫罗的冠冕和那个肘子，他知道扫罗准是死了。
And when David saw the crown that was on the head of Saul and the band on his arm, then he knew that Saul was dead.
啊，所以他就为他悲哀哭号禁食。
And that's why they mourned and wept and fast for him.
一直到晚上
till evening.
然后他就问那个报信的少年人说
And then he asked the young man who brought him the report
他说你是什么地方人
Where are you from?
他说我是亚玛利特人的儿子
He said I am the son of an alien and Amalekite
大卫就说你伸手杀害耶和华的受膏者怎么不畏惧啊
Then David asked him Why were you not afraid to lift your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?
那结果大卫就叫了一个少年人来说把他杀了
And as a result David called for one of his menTo kill this young man.
那好像这个事情就告了一个段落。
And it seems that this event came to an end.
如果光看这样的一个故事，好像没有什么意思。
And if we are just to look at the story, there seems to be no meaning.
但是我们要问的，为什么圣灵记载这样的一个故事
？But then we must ask, why did the Holy Spirit record this story?
弟兄姊妹，你注意，我说这个是故事，我没有说它是历史。
Now, brothers and sisters, I may mention that this is a story and not history.
原因就在这里。
And the reason is for this.
圣灵要叫我们看见。扫罗在神面前的光景
The Holy Spirit wants us
to 对不起大卫在神面前的光景
The Holy Spirit wants us to see the spiritual condition of David
里面看见大卫 里头所看重的是什么
To let us see within David what he focuses on
另外你也看见大卫是何等的精明
And on the other hand, to let us see how smart David was.
虽然扫罗战死是事实
Even though it was a fact that Saul died in battle,
约拿单战死也是事实
And the fact is also that Jonathan died in battle.
但是他看到
But he could see.
这个少年人所说的都是假话
That this young man gave a false report.
大卫怎么知道他说假话呢
And how did David know that he was lying?
大卫没有读过撒母耳记上最末了的那一章
David did not read the very last chapter of 1 Samuel
不像我们
Not like us
我们读了撒母耳记最末了的那上个最末了那一章再看看撒母耳下第一章你说两件事情对不上来究竟哪一个是真的
For us, we read the last chapter of 1 Samuel and the first chapter of 2 Samuel, and they do not fit.
是沙上末了的是真实，还是沙下的头一章这里所提到是真实？
And we may wonder what is true, the last chapter or the first chapter.
大卫灵里面很苏醒。
But the spirit of David was very much awake.
他看到这个少年人在这里撒谎。
He knew that this young man was lying.
他为什么要撒谎？
And why did he need to lie?
我们不去追究。
We don't need to ask.
也许是为了赏赐。
And maybe for a reward.
也许是为了求一官半职。
It may be for a position as an official.
我们不去追究他的目的。
We don't need to ask about his reason.
我们在这里只是要看大卫里面的苏醒。
But here we only need to focus on how alert David was.
一个做王的人如果里面昏暗的话，他这个王一定做得很糟糕。
And if a person who is king is dim within, then he would be a bad king.
扫罗就是一个明显的例子。
And Saul is a very good example.
大卫是不是也跟扫罗一样？
Would David also follow in the footsteps?
圣经在这里就叫我们看见大卫的里面不是黑暗的。
Then the Holy Spirit here lets us see that within David he is not dim.
他里面是明亮的。
That there, he is enlightened within.
那所以当他问那个少年人。
So when he asked that young man,
你怎么知道？
How do you know that Saul died in battle?
你看那个少年人说的话。
You see what the young man said.
他说我偶然上到基利坡山。
He said that I happened to be on Mount Gilboa.
我就看见扫罗伏在他的山上，山上受了重伤。
And when I saw Saul leaning on his spear and he was injured.
有战车马兵紧紧地追赶他。
And there are chariots and riders almost upon him.
用什么你说？有那么轻松的事情啊？
Brothers and sisters, you say, is there a situation that relaxed?
当时那一带是一个非常激烈的战场。
Now that territory and that at that time was very fierce.
我们读沙漠之下追末了的时候，你就看到那里说战事猛烈。
And when we read the last chapter of 1 Samuel, we can see that the fighting was very fierce at that time.
你还有那么闲情逸致，偶然跑来激励我山？
And you could be so how could you be so relaxed and to be happen to be on Mount Boa?
你去那里干什么？
Why do you need to go there?
去观战啊。
To just to look at the war?
但是他又说他是扫罗营里头的人。
But he has also said that he was a person in the camp of Saul.
那你应该是一个战士啊。
Then you should be a soldier then.
怎么你会偶然去到哪里？
Then how could you just happen to be there?
这是大卫看到的第一个破绽。
And this is the first leap that David saw.
第二件事情他说扫罗已经伏在他的枪上不能走了。
And the second thing, he said that Saul was leaning on his spear, not able to go.
非利士人的军兵和马匹紧紧地来追赶他。
And the chariots and riders almost caught up to Saul.
还需要紧紧地追赶。
Do they need to almost fall upon him?
如果是轻紧紧地追赶，那你这一个人还能留在那个战地？
And if they almost fell upon Saul, then how can you just still be in the battlefield?
你还不逃命？
Shouldn't you flee for your life?
还有那么多时间给让扫罗跟你说你是什么人，你就回答他，你就说你来把我杀掉了，我痛苦死了，我忍受不下去了。
Would you have enough time for Saul to ask who you are and for you to reply to him and have Saul tell you to kill him because he cannot stand the suffering?
用这么一看到整个环境不能对得上来的。
Brothers and sisters, you can see that the situation cannot be like
this. 这又是一个破绽给大卫看到的。
And this is also a leak that David saw.
那我们看当时的情形。
And let us see the situation at the time.
有些时候弟兄姊妹们自己也疑惑起来。
Sometimes we might have this doubt.
当然在这里我们可以这样说，大卫很精明啊。
Of course, we can say that David is very sharp here.
但是谁知道是这个是真的还是那个是真的？
But who knows if this is true or what's true in the last chapter?
那弟兄姊妹们，
Now, brothers and sisters,
你注意撒母耳记上。
Notice 1 Samuel.
扫罗受重伤的时候。
And when Saul was injured.
那里是怎么记载的？
How does it record there?
那里是记载说。
It records.
他就叫拿他兵，给他拿兵器的那个人，把他杀死。
He said to his armor bearer to kill him.
为什么？
Why?
他说免得我落在外邦人那个那些没有受割礼的人手里叫我受羞辱。
Lest these uncircumcised fellows run me through and abuse me.
这个绝对是扫罗的是扫罗的那个个性。
And this is absolutely the nature of Saul.
也是以色列人所看重的意见。
And this is also something emphasized by the Israelites.
我死也不能给那个没守隔离的人来羞辱。
But even if I died, I cannot be abused by those uncircumcised.
尤其是扫罗，他是那样的注意个人的自尊的。
Especially for Saul, who is so prideful.
那他更不要。
He did not even want this even more.
那所以，那拿兵器那个人不肯下手，他就自杀了。
And so when the armor bearer was afraid to do so, he killed himself.
我们相信撒母耳记上的那个记录是真的。
And we believe that the recording of 1 Samuel is true.
因为这里他问那个你是谁？
And so here it asks, who are you?
他说我是亚玛利人。
The young man said, I'm an Amalekite.
亚玛利人也是没受隔离的人。
And an Amalekite is also one who is uncircumcised.
那扫罗怎么会叫他说
and so why should Saul ask him to kill him
你来把我杀了吧
to say to him come and kill me
那这个跟扫罗的个性配不上
and this does not fit with the nature of Saul
那所以这些事情带到大卫面前的时候大卫就看到这个是虚假的
And so when these matters are brought before David, he saw that these were all false.
因为大卫里面明亮。
Because David was enlightened within.
所以他就显出他的精明来。
So it manifests his sharpness.
那这个是头一件事情。
And this
大卫要杀这个亚玛利人。
And this is the first reason why David wants to kill this Amalekite.
那第二个理由呢?
And the second reason
就是因为他是亚玛利人。
Is because he is an Amalekite.
大卫一直记得。
David always remembered.
神说要将亚玛利人的名号从天上除灭。
That God said to wipe off from the face of this earth the name of the Israel, the Amalekite.
那现在这个亚玛利人跑到这里来又撒谎又为了什么目的我们不去管他反正就是杀了一个大谎
Now for this Amalekite to come at this time for whatever reason we don't need to mind but to tell such a big lie
那所以大卫就吩咐手下的人把这个亚玛利人杀了
So David told one of his men to kill this Amalekite
但是我们要看到圣灵记录这样的一件好像是小事
Now brothers and sisters you must look into this seemingly when the Holy Spirit records this is a minor matter
事实上这是小事
But in fact this is a minor matter
但是在这个小事上面圣灵要叫我们看见一个仰望神的人神给他里面带着明亮的光景
But within this minor event God lets us see those who follow after him to give them a very clear and alert heart within
如果他一直是这样的仰望依靠寻求神
And if he continually relies and seeks and waits upon God
神就一直维持他里面的明亮
Then God would continually sustainHis clearness within.
里面明亮的人坐到宝座上，那是很合宜的。
And it's very appropriate for one who is clear within to be seated on the throne.
那么这是一方面。
And this is on the one hand.
那另一方面，我们再看一看。
On the other hand, we must look.
当大卫处理了那个少年人，大卫就做了一首哀歌。
And to see that David had a lament.After he dealt with this young man,
他把这个哀歌教导犹大人
，and he taught this to the Israelites, the Judah.
那在这一个诗歌的上头
，and in this lament,
那 弟兄姊妹，你从那个文字的记录上面，你看到好几件事情。
Just on the recording of the words, you can see several things.
啊，我想我不看，不从文字上面去看。
And we won't look at just the words.
啊，我想啊和指出几点，在这一首诗歌的里边是显明。大卫里面的光景的
And I just want to point out a few points of this lament to let us see the condition of Saul within,、of David within.
And 也是说出了在大卫里头的那个生命已经长大到一个什么的程度
And it also lets us see that the life of David, what kind of condition and state it is in.
上一次我们提到他已经进入成熟的阶段
And last time we have already made mention that he is entering into the stage of being completely mature.
但是并不是完全的成熟。
But he is not completely mature yet.
或者是说仅仅的成熟。
It's to say barely mature.
没有到成熟透的地步。
It is not that he is thoroughly mature.
那我们看看他里面的光景是如何。
Now let us see how his spiritual condition is within.
又说在这首哀歌的里面
Now, brothers and sisters,
你头一个感觉是什么
What is your first feeling for this?
你看到大卫非常的哀伤
You can see that、David was in deep sorrow
那他的哀伤是不是因为约拿单
Now, is his sorrow because of Jonathan?
当然有那个成分
Of course, there is this factor
但是那个不是主要的成分
But that is not the main factor
在这一个哀歌的里头
And in this lament
我们非常明显的看到
Very clearly we
大卫是感觉神的名受了羞辱而哀伤
But David is in sorrow and mourning for the fact that God's name has been shamed
啊，从什么地方看出
And what point can we see that
好像这个诗歌一开始
It seems likeFrom the beginning of this lament,
就说以色列中的那个尊勇者那个英雄死掉了。
It just tells that the hero and the glory of Israel has fallen.
哎呀，但是他巴不得这个消息没有传出去。
Oh, that this news should not be spread forth.
怎么可以不传出去呢
How can this not spread forth?
传出去是一定传出去
This would definitely be
但是大卫里面那个感觉是说巴不得这个消息不会传出去
But within David he did not want this news to be spread
为什么
Why
免得非利士的女子欢乐免得未受割礼的女子惊慌
Lest the daughters of the Philistines be glad, lest the daughters of the uncircumcised rejoice.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么
Brothers and sisters, what is this?
这是摸到了神的荣耀。
This touches upon the glory of God.
这是摸到了神的名。
It touches upon the name of God.
我们都知道，当扫罗战死的消息带回腓力斯地的时候
We all know that when the...News of Saul being killed in battle.
你晓得整个腓力斯地的恐怕都轰动起来了。
Was brought back to the land of the Philistines. They all rejoiced.
弟兄姊妹还记得吗？那也是约柜被掳的事情。
Brothers and sisters, do you still remember the event when the ark was captured?
啊，腓力斯人轰动得不得了。
That there was a great noise in the land of the Philistines.
他们把神的约柜弄到大会庙的里面。
And they, when they brought the ark into the temple of the Philistines.
同样的。
Just as this,
现在扫罗战死了。
Now Saul died in battle.
那这个消息叫腓力士人是轰动到一个什么的程度
？What kind of noise would this bring to the land of Philistines?
他们就要大开庙会了。
They would celebrate in their temples.
庆功了。
And they would celebrate for the
victory. 庆功的时候，那些女子就出来跳舞歌唱。歌唱什么呢
And when they celebrate, then the ladies would come out and dance and sing. What would they sing?
歌唱他们所拜的偶像
Then they would sing to the idols whom they worship.
他们就在羞辱耶和华的名
And then thus shaming the name of Jehovah.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫里面有这样的一个感觉。
Brothers and sisters, David had this feeling within.
他说我们可以受伤害。
He said he's thinking we can be shamed.
但是神的名却不能有损伤。
But the name of God cannot suffer.
弟兄姊妹们，这是大卫里面的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual condition within David.
那一个生命如果不达他到成熟的那个地步啊。
Now when the life is not in the stage of being
碰到难处的时候，他们一定是用神的名来换取自己的喜乐平安。
When difficulty comes, then they would always use the name of God to exchange for their peace and joy.
但是一个生命成熟了的人，
But for a person whose life is mature,
他是看重神的荣耀过于个人的得失。
He would only look upon the name of God more than their gain or loss.
这次在罗马看到那个地下坟场啊。
This time when we were in Rome and we saw the underground cemetery.
那里很多基督徒是在那里寻道的。
There are many Christians in those catacombs.
其中有一个罗马的兵丁。
And one of them was a Roman soldier.
我忘了他的名字。
I forgot his name.
应该是记得他的名字才对，不太很可惜我就忘了。
I should remember his name, but unfortunately I forgot.
他很有名。
He is very famous.
他有名在什么地方？
And why is he so famous?
他是罗马人。
He's a Roman.
所以他信了主，给人发觉要对付他的时候，
and after he believed in the Lord and it was discovered and people were to deal with him,
他怎样都不肯出卖主，
and he would not betray the Lord.
所以他只有死路一条，
so he only had end.
但是因为他是罗马人，
and because he was a Roman,
那罗马人就不用对待那是他罗马这给罗马征服的人民的那一种刑罚来对付他。
So he was not punished because he was a Roman with the punishment that the Romans used upon others.
没有把他扔到兽兽场里跟那个野兽搏斗。
And he was not brought into the Colosseum to fight with animals.
也没有把他砍头。
And his head was not chopped off.
也没有把他用火烧死。
And he was not burned to death.
因为他是军人，
and because also he was a soldier,
所以他们就把他带到山上面去。
So they took him upon the mountain,
用乱箭射死。
And they used arrows to shoot him to death.
那这是第一个罗马人还是罗马兵丁为主的名交出自己，所以他很被人纪念。
Now he is greatly remembered because he was either the first Roman or the first Roman soldier who was martyred for the name of the Lord.
在那里他就有一个石的雕像。
Now there is a statue there.
大理石的雕像在那里。
There's a sculpture there.
我又忘了，不晓得是不是。如果不是那个米基兰。米开朗基罗的作品就是跟米基兰开罗齐名的另一个雕刻家的作品。
Now this was sculpture was the work of either Michelangelo or one of his disciples. I forgot.
Not disciples.
Another sculpture of his time.
那个兵丁的丢出来的那个像是躺着已经死掉了。
Now the sculpture of the Roman soldier was lying there dead already.
身上穿满了好多箭。
And upon his body there was many arrows.
一个感谢主。
Now brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
一个在神面前真正的认识主、爱慕主、让生命做王的人。
Now for one who truly knows the Lord and desires the Lord and allows the life to rule,
在难处的里边，他所注意的 是主的名，是主的荣耀，而不是自己的安危。
And within difficulty and hard times, what they notice and emphasize on is the name of the Lord and the glory of the Lord and not self protection.
如果我们不这样细的去注意大卫写这一篇诗篇，我们没有就不会发觉大卫里面的那个实在的光景。
And if we not detailedly notice this lament of David, then we would not notice the spiritual condition within David at the time.
然后呢？
And then,
他又为着神的百姓受羞辱而悲哀。
For the people of God being shamed, he also mourned.
因为在这个诗篇的里边
because in this lament
他一直想到以色列民好像落到一个很悲惨的光景
that he always thought of the people of Israel falling into a very pitiful state
所以这个诗篇一开始他怎么说以色列啊
So at the very beginning of this lament, it says, O Israel,
你尊勇者在山上被杀，大英雄何竟死亡
Your glory lies slain on your height, how the mighty have fallen.
你又这么一看到
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
他在那里为着神的百姓，好像失去了一个带领。
Therefore, God's people seemingly they have lost a leader.
但更有意思的
But what bears more meaning?
这一个诗篇叫做赞公歌
This lament is a, is in the book of, this bowl. This lament of the bowl.
那说到公就是弓箭的弓啊。
And when you mention bow, this is the bow and arrow bow.
那从另一面来看，这个是一个战歌。
And on the other hand, this is a song they when they go out to fight.
但事实上，这一个又是一个调那个哀歌。
But on the other hand, it's also a lament.
那在哀歌的里面，是用着一个战歌的那样的那个调。
And in lamentation, they use.The melody of a song going out to battle.
弟兄姊妹，你能体会到大卫里面的那个心思是什么
？Brothers and sisters, can you understand the heart of David?
他一开始就是以色列啊。
At the very beginning, it says, "O Israel,
你尊勇者
your glory
在山上被杀
lies slain on your height."
这个以色列啊的那一个这一个呼喊是带着无限的叹息在那里。
That this cry of O Israel brings forth unlimited amount of sigh.
是因为扫罗而叹息吗？
Is it just a sigh for a song? No.
是为了整个以色列。
It is for the whole nation of Israel.
那为什么？
Why?
因为百神的百姓受了羞辱。
Because God's people have been shamed.
神的百姓受了践踏。
God's people have been trampled upon.
大卫里面有一个很深的伤痛。
And within David, he was deeply hurt.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得。
Brothers and sisters, we must remember.
以色列是神的见证。
That Israel is the testimony of God.
大卫心里面一直是记挂着神的见证。
And within the heart of David, he always is mindful of
the testimony of God. 这是神的见证受了损害。
And now the testimony of God has suffered.
那这个损害不仅是损害了神的见证，也损害了大卫的感情。
Now this damages, this not only damages the glory and name of God, but also the heart of David.
这个不是人的感情。
And this is not just emotions and
feelings. 这是一份很高贵的属灵的感情。
And this is a very honorable.Emotion is spiritual.
因为这一份感情里面最重的那一点乃是神的名
Because this passion is emphasizing on the name of God
和神的百姓
And the people of God
我们感谢赞美主
And we praise and thank the Lord
圣灵用作这一首歌来发表了大卫里面那个属灵的事情
When the Spirit uses this lament to manifest the condition of David within
然后第三件事情就是什么？
Now the third matter, brothers and sisters.
你看到大卫在这首诗篇最末了的时候，接连发了几个问题，是不是？
You see that David poses a few questions at the end of this.
英雄何竟在阵上扑倒？
How the mighty have fallen in battle.
约拿丹何竟在山上被杀？
Jonathan lies slain on your height.
最末了的那一节，英雄何竟扑倒，占据何竟灭没？
How the mighty have fallen, the weapons of war have perished.
那这几个问题啊。
Now these few questions.
那说出什么呢？
What do they bring forth?
好像大卫来到神的面前来问一件事情。
It seems like David comes before God to ask.
神啊，你为什么允许这个事情发生？
Oh God, how can you allow for this to happen?
你为什么让神的百姓落到这样的一个可怜悲惨的光景？
Why did you let your people fall into such a sorrowful and pitiful state?
那这表面上面，你好像看见大卫在那里向神发出这个问题。
And on the surface, you can seemingly see that David asked these questions to God.
当你再看这，你看到里面去的时候。
But when you look within,
你是看到大卫在那里为了神的百姓的福星来向神求问。
But when you look within, you can see that David is requesting of God for the revival of his people.
现在悲凉的事情已经发生了。
Now these sorrowful things have already occurred.
但是这个事情是永远存留，还是神啊，你要给我们一个机会？
Now would these matters endure, or would God, would you give us a chance?
弟兄姊妹们，宝贝就在这里。
Brothers and sisters, this is what's most precious.
他发觉几个问题。
When he asked these questions,
是说出了大卫一个学习的很宝贝的功课。
It's to point out that David has learned a very precious lesson.
他是把一切的难处，一切不明白的事情带回神的面前去，要看神的所要做。
Now he brings forth all his hardships and difficulties and all the questions that he doesn't understand back before God to see what God wants to do.
那在大卫的心思里面，也许他会有这样的感觉。
Now in the heart of David, he might have this feeling.
扫罗一个人愚昧，神啊，你对付他一个人，我没有话讲。
Now for Saul to be foolish, if God you deal with him, then I cannot say anything.
但是因为扫罗一个人，叫许许多多神的子民受了创伤，这是为什么？
Now just for the sake of Saul's one person to cause your people to suffer so much, why?
也许大卫里面不明白。
Maybe David does not understand with
that. 也许大卫里头有难处。
And he has difficulty accepting.
但是他没有在自己脑子里面去找答案。
But he does not find the answer within himself.
他把这个难处带回神的面前。
And he brings this difficulty before God.
他在这里向神求问说。
And he asks before God.
神为什么？
God, why?
你曾经让这些人显出大能。
That once you allowed these people to manifest your power.
但是为什么今天你让他们落到这个环境？
But why today you allow them to fall into this condition?
那因着大卫这样的一个求问。
And because of David asking this way,
我更很明确地看到大卫的宝贝。
Very clearly, I can see David's preciousness.
如果就着人与人中间的关系，
according to man and man's relationship,
扫罗死了，他就乐了。
Then when Saul died, David should be happy.
但是大卫却没有。
But David did not, was not.
也不因为扫罗有许多的愚昧，也就完全把他做一个彻底的抹黑。
And not because of Saul.Very much foolishness that he just stepped over him.
哎呀，我们看现代人要抹黑一个人真是很有意思。
And when we see in the present generation, when one wants to step over another, that's it's very interesting.
原来是白的，给你抹到灰色。
And originally you were white, but people say bad things about you and turn it all black.
原来是灰色的，
to turn all gray. And if you are gray to begin with, they'll turn you black. And this is to be courteous.
你看到许许多多的事情，你没有的都给你摸到黑黑。
That many matters, you can see that even if you are white, they'll just turn you to dark black.
但是大卫在这里看人，他不是从人的眼光去看人。
But here, when David looks at man, he does not look at man from man's views.
他是从神的眼光去看人。He
looks at man from God's view.
我们许多时候真的是在这一点上学不上功课。
It is true that many times we cannot learn this lesson.
虽然我们不读雅歌、读传道书、读箴言。
And when we read Proverbs and Ecclesiastes,
但是我们就是不能原谅所罗门。
And Song of Solomon, it's just that we cannot forgive Solomon.
正好这个是人的想法。
And this is just exactly typical of man's way of thinking.
如果神也是这样的想法的话，我们全都绝望。And
if God also thought this way, then we would all perish.
尽管所罗门有许多的失败。And
even though Solomon failed many times,
但是他在神面前对的，神还是保留。That
even though when he was right before God, God still keeps.
所以我们还是要读雅歌。That's
why we still need to read the Song of Solomon.
我们还是要读传道书。
And we still need to read Ecclesiastes.
我们还是要读箴言书。
And we still need to read Proverbs.
在这里我们看到大卫也是这样。
Here we can see David is the same.
扫罗虽然有很多很多愚昧的事。
Even though Saul had many, many foolish things,
但是他绝不说扫罗是一个 没有用处的人,
but he did not say that Saul was someone just totally useless.
你看他说扫罗的刀剑飞蓬勇士的油就不烧毁。
And you can see that the for the 22节的下半 For the sword of Saul did not return unsatisfied.
然后23节的下半又说，他们比鹰更快，比狮子还强。
And in verse 23 it says they were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions.
然后注意24节。
And pay attention to verse 24.
他说以色列的女子啊,
O daughters of Israel,
当为扫罗哭号,
weep for Saul.
他曾使你们穿朱红色的美衣。
Who clothed you in scarlet and finery?
使你们衣服有黄金的装饰,
who adorned your garments with ornaments of gold?
就这么你看吧,
brothers and sisters, you can see.
非常难得,
it's very hard to find.
一个拼命追杀他的人,
that's someone who was chasing after
him.
Someone who wanted his life.
但是他是在神的眼光中看这个人。
But David stands in the view of God to look at this individual.
他没有因着人与人中间的那一种关系而把扫罗一脚踩到脚底下。
And that not because of man and man's feeling and relationship that this stepped all over Saul.
也在这里述说扫罗为神的百姓曾经做过的败处。
It also proclaims here that Saul once did manifest God's work. And we indeed praise and thank our God.
大卫在这一篇诗篇的里,
and within this Psalm of David,
虽然这一篇诗篇没有收在诗篇里,
and that's why the Psalm was not recorded in Psalm,
但是收在圣经里,
but it is recorded in the Bible.
也是收在撒母耳记上的下的第一章。
It is also recorded in the first chapter of 2 Samuel.
在这里来显明扫罗那个生命的事迹。
And all, it manifests
大卫生命的事迹。
It manifests the reality of David's life.
是这样的一个大卫。
And it's this kind of David.
所以神就让他坐上宝座。
That's why God allowed him to be seated on the throne.
第二章我们看就是大卫开始坐宝座。
And on the second chapter, we see that David begins to sit on the throne.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在撒母耳记下第一章以前的大卫是经过许多的艰难。
That the David before 2 Samuel chapter 1 went through many difficulties.
但是那些艰难都造就了他。
But all these hardships established him.
都拆毁了他，也建立了他。
It also broke him and built him up.
然后我们感谢。
We thank God.
我们到这里看见，生命作王的路不是一条受苦的路。
We can see that the path of to becoming king is not a path of suffering.
如果只是一条受苦的路的话，那就没有意思。
And if it was just only a path of suffering,
因为受苦只是一个过程，不是目的。
And there would be no meaning, but suffering is only a process, but that is not the purpose.
神允许跟随他的人经过许许多多的困苦。
But God allows for those who follow after him to go through many difficulties and hardships.
目的不是叫他们受苦。
And the purpose is not for them to suffer.
目的是让他们在苦难中间去学会活在生命中。
But the purpose is to let them learn to live within the life in their suffering.
来操练让生命作王。
To train for the life to rule as king.
现在到撒母耳记下的时候，我们就看到那个大卫受苦的结果了。
And here, when we reach 2 Samuel, we can see the result of David's suffering.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
大卫是在这样一种的生命的光景里面去接受宝座的。
And it was in this condition of David's life that he accepted the throne.
以前神已经高立了他。
Before God already anointed him,
但是神一直没有让他上宝座。
But God has never allowed for him to be on the throne.
现在他有资格了。
But now he is qualified.
他合条件。
And he fits the qualification.
圣灵就用着第一章来给我们看见他的资格和条件。
And the Spirit uses chapter 1 to let us see his qualification.
那我要说大卫的经历不一定是我们的经历。
But I must say that David's experience may not be ours.
但是大卫的所经历的原则仍就是我们的原则。
But the principles of David's experience is still our principle.
所以我们愿意读给我们不仅是看见大卫的历史。
So we're willing for the Lord not to only let us see the history of David,
也叫我们看见那个属灵的生命成长的属灵的原则，
but to let us see the growth of that life and the spiritual principle,
也看见那个生命的功课要领我们进到作王的地步，
that the lessons of life would lead us into the life of a king.
来彰显神的权柄
to manifest the authority of God
来彰显神的荣耀
to manifest the glory of God
来显明神是该受敬拜
to manifest that God is indeed worthy of worship
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight
我们请一两位弟兄或者姊妹领我们一些祷告
We ask one or two brothers or sisters to lead us in prayer